Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about a topic which so many people are hearing pretty much on the radio waves. They're seeing a lot of spirituality out there in the books. They're seeing some things on TV that are asking some monumental questions of our life and our existence. We're using the words awakening, humanity, evolution, spirituality, starseeds, Pleiadians, Arcturians, Blu-rays. What is this all about? Many are seeing it all over their Facebook page, and they're saying, I have no clue. Is this person going off the edge? Or maybe I need to go off the edge too. Or hey, maybe the whole world is evolving and we really don't even notice it. Or are we more interested and we're starting to find out things and we'll say, I'm more interested in finding out how to be able to hear those words, how to be able to focus in and say, I'd like to be more in touch with myself. I'd like to see how my body can expand. I'd like to see what this more consciousness is all about. Today, my guest is Christine Day. Her book that we'll be talking about this evening is The Pleiadian Promise, but also not only about the book, we'd like to talk to Christine about her journey as being an ambassador and how her life has truly changed several years ago and where she is now. Many people have said, my life has changed drastically in the last 2 to 3 years. Can you imagine if your life could change even more? Christine, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's great to be on the show, Dr. Jeanette, and so nice to be here to share, you know, to answer questions and to give people maybe more clarity and understanding of what's going on right now in their lives and how they can really, you know, reach deeper within themselves to find maybe the answers they need for their day-to-day living.
Yes, and don't you think, Christine, it's such a pleasure to have you because so many are asking, I want to know what my mission is. I want to know what my purpose is. And they think it's a thing out there, you know, like, do I have to go get a degree to do it? Maybe I need an LLC or maybe I need to move somewhere else and give up all my worldly goods. You know, they're more into this type of idea of this old thoughts that they're still stuck with, and to be able to see things so much differently and say, you know what, none of that really even matters anymore, right?
That's so true. You know, what really matters and where the real guidance exists is really within our own hearts. And so it's a process of transformation that we're going through, that we're actually going from our ego mind, which is we've run our lives third dimensionally in a third dimensional experience with our ego minds, the need for it to understand, for us to understand everything. And now we're being guided back to come back to our heart center. And through our hearts is where the true guidance lies, where everything naturally arises within us. And this is where the big change needs to take place. And it's a simple process. It's not complex. It's not a lot of learning involved, because it's only about reconnection, reunion with this other aspect of ourselves that's always existed beyond the veil, this sacred part of ourselves, our higher self.
And, you know, many they're not really quite at that point yet. So let's take one little step back. And we say, I think many people are saying, something's happening in my life because everything's a mess. Or things are starting to change and I don't know why. Or I don't know why, but I don't want to accept that type of treatment anymore. I think that's when we call our heart is starting to say something. It's starting to say, ooh, I have, it, I almost, if I close my eyes, I envision it like a little plant trying to come up and it's testing its wings, you know, kind of idea. It's saying, maybe I want to grow, maybe I don't, you know, or let's see if my social media people all around me will approve of me to come up and grow, you know. So I think a lot of people are at that point of just poking their head through the soil and saying, do you think it's going to be safe or not, right?
I think that's true. We look at what's going on in the world right now, and there's a lot of upheaval. There's also a lot of upheaval inside ourselves on all sorts of levels. It's almost like we are wanting something more than we've had for lifetimes.
Right.
It's like we almost intuitively, innately inside of ourselves, we feel there's something more for us to reach towards. And that is true. There is something more. And then people say, well, how do I go about that? I don't even know what that looks like or what that really means.
Right.
But so it's kind of elusive right now for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's where we're getting a lot of people that are scared and stuck right now is because some people, there are many people that are advanced in their process and they're saying, okay, I'm kind of all here, I'm waiting. It's almost like you're in a precipice. You're kind of like in the door of the abyss and it's like, okay, there's nobody else here yet. Should I turn around and go back, you know, kind of idea. But then you also have people who are stuck on the edge of addictions or the edges of pain right now or the edges of their life, and they're saying they also feel that same type feeling.
Well, that's the whole thing, I think, Dr. Jeanette. I think suddenly there is something more for all of us to reach towards, but it's not outside of ourselves. And that's why I talk about our heart, because through my experience over the years of my reconnection to that, which is what I would call my sacred self, is in my heart. And it's the heart that really gives us I feel like it carries the answers for this time, for each one of us individually. And it's not a difficult process. It's actually a simple process of just coming home to yourself. And what I mean that is just to sit quietly with the energy of yourself. It's being willing not to think it through with the ego mind and go into that automatic answers that the ego mind always comes up with, because that keeps us in that cycle of sameness. It doesn't fulfill, but there is a fulfillment possible. And it starts just with taking a few moments of quiet, maybe even just resting your hand on the heart, the chest, and just really breathe and just feel yourself just in the moment. Not looking for anything spectacular, but coming to a quiet space within yourself.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get hung up, too, on someone will state their process, you know, they'll put it out. And then they'll tend to get a lot of followers. And then those followers believe that they want to emulate that same process that person did, or else they're not in the same space. Do you know what I mean?
That is a trap. That is a trap, because
yeah. We
all have our own unique key. We're all incredibly beautifully unique in who we are. And our own heart has its own unique key, and we have to find that uniqueness, and words don't mean the same thing to individuals, so we have to have that experience and find out what is our key, what is the individual key for ourselves.
Can we talk a little, Christine, about the word heart? You know, I myself, over the decades, have kind of probably, I would say, have been on the quest of the heart. I used to work in the morgue. I worked at open heart surgeries. I did a lot of spiritual work. I looked in eyes of souls when I was a dental hygienist. So I kind of was always on this search for that thing. Do you know what I mean? That little, you could sense it when you looked in people's eyes. Or when you were in surgery, you felt that it was either there or it was devoid. you know, or you would feel a body and you would say, is this body awake or is this body asleep? You know, but when we think of heart so many times, people say, oh, you mean romantic love. Oh, you mean the love of a mother and a father. Oh, you mean the love of kids. And then they get into the point where they start to silo themselves off and they say, we're all good. We're in our own community. We're siloed. We're good. And then they don't even understand the concept of we, you know. In other words, instead of getting out of separation, they're actually going into a further separation.
This is true. And I think the heart itself is an energetic. It's not the physical organ of the heart, except that the heart center absolutely encases that physical heart. When I think of the energy of the heart, it's where where the chest, you've got the expanse of the whole chest, and then it goes even beyond the physical body into what is part of our energy, our energetic field, and it actually exists because we see photos of the aura. We have an energy that expands around the physical body. And so from the chest outwards, we have what I experience is this beauty, this softness, this flow. Our own unique essence exists in that energy, and that's the heart space that is. There's that potential there for us to meet another part of ourselves. There's the human part that we're made up of, and then there's the sacred part of ourselves, the higher self that is fully intact. But we have been utilizing that ego mind while we live these lives here in this lifetime on the earth plane. But there's something happened where the energy has changed on the planet, and we can now reconnect to that aspect of that sacred, that energetic part of ourselves. That's what we're looking for. That's where we can be fulfilled, fed, and nourished by our own unique energetic system that starts in the center of the chest, and that's what I would call the heart space. And so it's something very, very beautiful, and it can be really accessed just by simply choosing. We consciously choose to put a hand on that heart space, on that chest, and just let ourselves feel for a moment what's there. And whatever that looks like, it looks different to each individual.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that everyone is always in that state of bliss all the time? I've heard so many say, I want to attain that. And then we've heard people say, well, I didn't want to say that I had a really rough day, so I kind of stayed home, you know. So in other words, people are trying so hard to feel that, to feel one, to feel that they are being honest and good and in truth, that when they have these other experiences, they aren't really sure what they're to do with it, so they hide from it.
It's very interesting, our idea of perfection, of trying to get it right, of trying to do it perfectly, because there's a story out there. Part of the illusion is, in order to come into that state of our own hearts and feel that essence of ourselves, we have to do it perfectly. And the fact is, that's not a truth. Because don't forget, we're human. We're always having that human element, and that human element is being perfectly imperfect. We're meant to make mistakes in order to learn. We don't have to do it perfectly in order to connect to that part of our heart and start to experience that essence of ourselves. The Pleiadians have said to me many times, you know, in order to feel our heart and to come into that state of that place of peace in our heart, it's about accepting our imperfection, not being perfect. We're not ever meant to have been perfect, but we are being asked to accept our being perfectly imperfect and accept the mistakes, and knowing there are no wrong decisions, no ways of doing it, getting it right. Every choice leads us to an experience for learning. So, yes, you'll come into your heart and have that feeling of peace. And at a certain moment, because you're imperfect, we have our human element, you're going to move into another moment of not being in your heart, of being in that separated state. And that's a natural part of being human. That is what who we are. We are human and we have our spiritual component. And so it's not about staying in that and being in that perfect state all of the time. It's not possible for us to do that. And it never will be possible for us to do that while we're here in this human, having our human experience.
You know, many times I would say on the radio, if you look at the yin and the yang, the black and the white, I would say there's reasons why they flow into each other, but they're still separated, you know, because you might have a certain, you know, a bliss day, and you might have a few minutes where it's not. I said, because yin and yang is not gray. It wasn't meant to be meshed. It was meant to experience things along the path. It was, if it was meant to be meshed, this would be a very flat-lined life. You know, we would be pretty much all be the same, and we would all be going along, you know, in the same resonating frequency, and that really wouldn't be life, because how would all of everything else fit in? In other words, energy changes so much and evolves all the time. How could we say that we wanted to stay stagnant? You know, we can't.
Exactly, and it's about accepting our vulnerability as a human being, accepting our imperfections, and getting to know ourselves at that level. That's what we're being asked to do, is to come into a place of love and self-acceptance for all that we are, the shadow side and the beautiful side of being human. And the Pleiadians honor that and honor our journey and really salute our courage for this human experience. It's quite glorious. If you let go of the need to try and get it right, the need to try and understand, the need to try and do it perfectly, it's about celebrating our imperfection and the self-liberation from trying to get it right.
Right. Christine, would it be okay if we take a phone call right now?
Absolutely.
Great, thank you. Hello, this is Dr. Jeanette with Christine Day. If you're caller 510, you're live on the air. Would you like to speak with Christine?
Hi, Christine. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I found what you said very interesting. How do Pleiadians look at, or what, I guess what, maybe suggestions or whatever, how do they look at when a human dies? How do they look at that?
Okay, so, you know, the Pleiadians accept that each one of us has come here on this earth plane to have our experience, and understanding that we all have a free choice of being here. We've said yes to being here. So for them, it's a celebration, because to them, there is no such thing as death. When we die here, we leave our physical forms and we take our next step off planet to continue our journey of evolution. It's not that we ever truly die, we just simply go to the next experience, whatever that happens to be. What the Pleiadians are saying about death right now, or what is happening now on our earth plane, is that we get, for the first time ever on this earth plane, to live in these physical bodies and come into an awakening of our own spiritual heritage still in these physical bodies.
Right.
But for them, they just see it as a next step off planet, and we continue our journeys.
Okay. So what would you say to somebody? What might one say to somebody who is dying?
What I would say to that person is that they need to celebrate the life that they've lived here. and for them to be open to moving forward to their next step off planet, that they are going to their next step, whatever it is, and it's their time, because it is their time, because they are leaving. Not everyone's meant to stay here at this time, and that they will be received on the other side by the spiritual realms and moved forward, which is a very exciting path, that they move on to another level of their own journey. When they do leave, they will come fully into their own spiritual self, their higher self, and they'll come back into remembering who they are in that expanded light of of themselves and be received into that light. So it's a very glorious transition and a very supported transition once they leave their physical form.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Linda, and nice to speak with you.
Thank you, Linda. Linda, and also, too, I think, Christine, is to many people think that they have to stay here longer because they didn't get it yet. They have to hold on, you know. We see this a lot with end of life or elders now. They're like, I'm waiting for something, and they still think they know there's something out there, and they
yes.
just can't grasp it before they hit the last minute, you know, before the door closes, you know?
You know, it's interesting because we carry everything within us, that our reconnections, our remembering within that heart space, Dr. Jeanette. So it's with them all the time. The Pleiadians have a saying, you are who you've been waiting for. It's mm-hmm. what they mean by that is, you know, within that heart space I spoke of earlier, that is where we can re-access and reconnect to all parts of ourself, and that's where we can be truly nourished. It's the nourishment of the love that we're looking for. It's the nourishment of feeling like we're no longer separate, but we're interconnected. That's within the heart space too. That's what we're looking for. So those words, you are who you've been waiting for all along. It's just within you, right there. And it's a decision, a conscious choice of saying, I am coming home to myself through my own heart. It's you, each one of us, birthing ourselves. It's not that complicated. It's actually so simple that the human being often misses that. And that's, I think, one of the greatest messages that I am giving out in the world today, is that it's right here within you. And that can sound so frustrating to people because it's going, oh, my gosh, I'm trying so hard. And that word trying, it's the ego mind trying hard to get it. And it's about, you know how you can, when you're up in your mind thinking, it's almost like you've got a headache because
right,
all your
right.
energy is in your mind. It's a yeah. simple process of putting one hand on your chest and bringing your awareness from your mind down to feeling the warmth or the pressure of your hand on your chest, on your own heart, and just taking a breath right into where you feel that pressure of your hand. That is the doorway. Right there in that moment is the doorway. And it's not trying. You actually breathe and you let go right to where that hand is on your heart. It's that simple moment that consciously choosing to come back home to your own heart. This is my heart. That is the beginning. That is the key to the door. And you just simply sit and be there in that moment. That is an important key piece. There is really nothing more than that. And it's so simple. And the ego mind wants something so complex. And the
right.
ego mind can't understand it, because it's beyond that ego mind. It brings you back to something very simple but pure in the moment.
You know, I think you come to eventually a space and time where you will say, there are no words. I know I've caught myself many times over the last several years. Someone would ask me a question and I would just say, there are no words. Because it just wasn't about the words. It was more about the energy itself. And I can remember having a dream. And I even wrote it down, got up at like 3 a.m. to write it down. And it was, everything is nothing and nothing is everything. And I can distinctly remember that because it really was that everything around your house, your cars, your relationships, your everything around you is just all of this experience, but it isn't what you're talking about, that heart space.
No,
that is
it's a meaningless.
So,
it's meaningless in the face of the simplicity of that moment
right.
of you coming back to yourself in your heart.
Yeah, it's just like, it's so much like all of this stuff around you, and it really isn't. And then remember, it is outside of you. It's around you. It isn't you. You know, I saw it after the disaster. People would say on the TV, you know, after the hurricanes, I live in Louisiana, and they would say, oh, my gosh, what is she going to do? All of her life is out in the street. And I'll say, what are you talking about? That's not her life. That's not who she is. You know, that's her stuff, you know. And
it's meaningless.
It's really, yes, and it's about coming back to that. And, you know, I even had a show where I said to someone, you know, the day that you die, all of your stuff goes out on the street to the dumpster the next day. So why are you holding on to all of this stuff so hard? And,
yeah,
and you
exactly.
know, holding on to it so hard is sometimes what keeps you away from that connection, yes?
It gets in the way because your ego mind tells you that that's everything and it's nothing. And everything
right.
is at the heart space. That's where everything is there and everything is available to you there. And
right.
and it comes down to a very simple, simple truth, a moment. And this is all about you birthing you, you choosing to come back to yourself mm. with a breath in your heart, and there is nothing more than that, because it leads you back to where everything is there in front of you. It, you return back to the understanding, the clarity, the knowledge, the truth, the joy. You're nourished by the love. There's the vastness of the love that exists there from your own higher self, and everything is there in front of you. And that's all that matters, really. And if you have one moment connecting to your heart, every cell in your body in that moment starts to transform. And it's accumulative. So you don't have to do that all the time. Give yourself
mm-hmm.
one moment of that experience. You move out of the separation, back to that alignment, to that pureness of yourself. And every cell begins to transform. It starts to rejuvenate, recalibrate itself. And every time you do that, it's accumulative through your system. And every time you do that, more and more easily you come back to that place. And then it becomes an opening that you can access very simply most of the time. But you'll still have moments of hitting that human experience of separation, because we
right.
need that. We still are going to do that. You're not going to reach perfection. Even though your ego mind wants perfection, we're not meant to have that. We're here also to have the human experience. And that's what's so essential for people to understand, that you might get you'll get impatient with yourself because you just want that peace all the time. But no, we're meant to have moments of vulnerability of our human selves, to get to know ourselves and meet that shadow side that, yeah, we don't want the rage, we don't want to be angry, we don't want to be impatient.
Right.
But guess what? That is being human. And that needs to be honored and cherished as well, alongside our sacred experience.
It's almost like humans, let's say in the 1900s, they feared death and they lived in fear their whole life up till there. And now we're kind of having an opportunity to say, well, I'm going to give you a taste of what after death happens and what it feels like, but it's not really death, it's continual. We got that. But so that we're kind of giving them a sense of that continuation, of that sense of feeling of love prior to what they were fearing all along. So it's sort of like inching us into the path of a continuum, more to speak.
Exactly.
In other words, before we were so dissected from it and feared it, now we're kind of saying, oh, I'm going to let you taste it. Here's what it feels like. Oh, here, maybe you can grow a little, gather a few more people and they'll feel that. Oh, my gosh, can you see how expansive you can now think? And then now
exactly.
You don't even fear death anymore. I don't even fear death anymore, you know. And
absolutely not, because
it'll
be a familiar. It'll be a very familiar experience,
yes.
Because it's just re-entering, reconnection, remembering
right. That
higher self, the sacredness of ourselves, and we re-enter the God consciousness state of the collective energy. And we know that. It's a familiar state of being. And it's a place where we can go now also through conscious choice, through conscious reconnection.
Yeah, it's like saying, you know, I'm teaching you how to swim, and you start eventually dipping your toe into it, and eventually you're just a swimmer, you know, and then you learn how to fly, and then you learn how to go on. And it's just that passage, I think. Well, Christine, I know you, our show, we want to do a transmission, but would you like to share now with the listeners about how to find out more information about you and your work? That would be wonderful.
Absolutely. My website is www.christinedayonline.com. It's a very, there's a store there, but we have beautiful free video broadcasts that you can experience, lots of different online classes in the store, and all the seminars that are coming up throughout the United States and through Brazil and Europe that are coming up in 2018. So, yeah, it's all there, and if you feel to be part of the broadcast, as I said, they're there. My Blog Talk Radio show is also up. So all the information is on that website, www.christinedayonline.com. So thank you.
That's wonderful. I know you'd like to go right into the transmission. I know you'd like to end the show with that. Yes?
Absolutely, and I can't think of a better thing to do, Dr. Jeanette, than to start opening up that heart connection for those who are saying, well, I'm not sure what this means. So I thought that would be a very, very suitable and beautiful transmission to bring in for each person. Understand, I use what they call, the Pleiadians give me sacred sounds, and I will pass one on to you during this transmission. When you bring that sacred sound into the cells of your own heart, the cells in your heart will respond and recognize your own unique frequency of that sound. So what happens is when you bring that sacred sound in with your voice, it's like no other in the universe. And so that's going to really support the heart cells kind of opening up. That will be your key to the door to opening and beginning that alignment to this beautiful energetic setting of your unique heart space. So I think that will work really well.
And also, you can listen on the archives over and over to be able to hear this transmission from Christine.
Exactly, and it's a multidimensional transmission, and what that means is that you can listen to it once, 10 times, 15 times, 100 times, and every time you listen to it, you'll move into another level of yourself because you are multidimensional. So you'll be able to utilize it over and over again to allow this ongoing journey for yourself. So let's just bring the palm, the full palm of your hand, to the center of your chest and just feel your awareness. Feel the warmth or the pressure of your hand on the chest, your heart. This is your heart. And I want you to take a breath in and out the mouth. It's like a conscious breath, like a deep sigh, just listening. And as you bring in that breath, bring your awareness to your hand. So automatically the energy of that breath says, yes, I'm willing to let go. And yes, I'm willing to align to my light, which is in my heart. So let's take one conscious breath in and out the mouth. And I'm just going to bring in some sounds first and some of the language that's going to come into your heart space. Ashata ine'a. Ashe om da ine'i. Ashe om. Ashe om. Ashe om. That's it. Just take one more conscious breath and let go. I'm just going to bring a sound in to go right into your heart space. Now take another breath and let your awareness come through the opening of your heart space. That means as you bring your awareness to your hand on your heart, maybe you're starting to feel a fluidity there or an opening. Maybe you're seeing, sensing, or feeling a gentle flow there. Just let your awareness go into whatever experience you're having. It might be subtle. It may be strong. It doesn't matter. Let your awareness go deeper into the space. And take one more conscious breath and just let go again. Ashata ine'a. Ashe om. Ashe om. That's it. Take another conscious breath. And let your awareness go deeper through the space. Ashata ine'i. Ashe om. Ashe om. That's it. I'm going to open up this sacred sound. What I want you to do is just listen to the sound first. Just take the sound that I'm making and allow it to flow into the heart space that you're holding. First, bring your awareness deeper into the space that's opening. Take one more breath and let go. And just let your awareness go deeper into the experience. However that is, that's it. Take one more breath and let go. Now just listen to the sound that I'm going to bring in. Este. Deeper. That's it. Let your awareness go a little deeper. Now you're going to bring this sound right into the cells of your heart. The word estay-nay. We're just going to bring it in once now. So let's bring it in. It. Now let your awareness move into the heart deeper with that sound you created. It's like the sound, your unique sound of S-D-N-A is flowing, rippling through the cells of your heart. And it's like the cells of your heart are starting to respond and open. It's like a doorway opening in your heart through your own unique frequency of this sound. Now take one more breath and let go right through the space that's opening. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Now you're going to bring the sound in once more. Feed it into the cells of your heart. Just once now. Este ne. Este ne. your awareness flow with that almost echo created through your heart with your unique sound. Let your awareness go in. Take one more breath and let go. Breathe and let go. That's it. Now bring the sound in once more. Estene. Estene. That's it. Let your awareness go deeper through the opening. However you feel it, whether you see, sense, or feel the opening, allow your awareness to move through the space. Take another breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. Ashe om, ashe om. That's it. Now you're going to bring three of those sounds, estene, and go deeper within the cells of your heart, feeling how the cells are opening on another level as you bring three sounds now through the space, creating a deeper echo. Estene. Deeper. Follow the echo created and feel how the energy of the cells of your heart is opening up, drawing you deeper. It's almost like you're being drawn through the doorway, the opening to your heart space. And maybe you see, sense, or feel like a rising light opening up through the heart, through the space. Just let your awareness open. Almost like a flower would open to the sun. Let your awareness move towards that rising light, whether you see, sense, or feel it. Just take another breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. Ashe om, ashe om. That's it. Let your awareness open further through the space just by taking another conscious breath and letting go. The letting go aligns you deeper through the opening of the doorway. That's it. Now take one more breath. And just let go. And take one more breath. And let go. You're aligning deeper to the space of your heart. It's like the cells of your heart are opening up, receiving you. It's almost like you're being drawn deeper within this space of your heart. Just take one more breath. That's it. Feeling yourself being taken deeper and deeper within your own heart. This is your heart. As you breathe and let go, claim the vastness of your heart. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Now take one more breath and let go. Now just bring in the sound once more. Estene, just once more through the opening. Estene. That's it. Take one more breath and let go. And as you open your awareness, feel how there's this limitless space opening up here. That's it. Let your awareness flow outwards as far as you can as you open into that space. And then begin to bring your awareness back to where you feel the pressure of your hand on your chest. Coming back to the very central place of your heart. Bring all of your awareness back to where you feel your hand on your heart, on your chest. Maybe you feel yourself connected to the chair, your feet on the ground. Just breathe and let go with that conscious breath. That's it. Take one more breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. Sheom, Esheo, Esheo. That's great work, everybody. Ashata ine I Esheo. And I wish to honor each one of you and all that you are in this moment within your own heart. Just take one more breath and let go. So be it.
Like to thank Christine Day today for her great transmission, for helping us to understand a little bit more about what's going on in the world, and also to guide us to maybe want to experience or find out more about life that is evolving around us. Christine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Jeanette, and blessings to everybody.
Thank you. If you'd like to find out more information about Christine Day, please do check out her link on the website, and you'll be able to go directly to, check out the link on the bottom of today's show page, and you'll go directly to her website. Please do check it out. She has many newsletters, and the book, The Pleiadian Promise, it is a wonderful book, and at the end of each chapter, there is a link there that you can go and be able to access a different transmission for each chapter. So it's a wonderful purchase. Thank you so much for joining us today. It has been a wonderful day, and this is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. And until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit www.drjeanettewellness.com to schedule a phone appointment today with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.